You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. So that's what Spirit tells me to do, is just click record. Just hit record. And you will receive the same simple message over and over and over again. And yet it might not be that exact message, hit record. Maybe it's walk out the door, walk out the door, walk out the door. Maybe it's just pick up the phone, just pick up the phone, just pick up the phone. Maybe it's just say you're sorry, just say you're sorry. Maybe it's you can do it, you know what you need to do. You can do it, you know what you need to do. It is a quick, simple, straightforward message, almost not even long enough for a full sentence, and yet it is. It is so simple that you're probably convincing yourself not to do it. And that would be the case because you probably haven't done it, but you know that you need to do it. You know that you need to do it because it would be good for you. It would be good for you, and maybe it would be good for others as well, but ultimately it would be good for you. So don't dismiss the simple, straightforward messages that you hear on repeat. It does not have to be difficult. It does not have to be strenuous. It does not have to be muddled. It does not have to be some sort of mystery far in the distance. It is right in front of you, and it is something from somewhere that you have been hearing yourself say over and over and over again. Now, here's the tricky part, and yet it's not really tricky. The next part is once you recognize, so you've recognized the thing that you hear, that's the small, still voice, the still, small voice, the subtle voice, and yet it's so simple. So, as soon as you recognize, oh my God, this is what I've been telling myself over and over and over again, or hey, that's what Tabitha was talking about. That's the message. That's it. The next thing is the doing, is the action, is the get out your phone and hit record. That is, pick up your phone and dial the phone number. Make the phone call. Contact the person and say you're sorry. Do the thing. Just do the thing. Just do it. Just do it, right? I know that it is psychologically hard, but physically, maybe not so much. And oh, the mental aspect of it and the psychological part appears to be so much more difficult than the physical part, usually. But that's the thing, we get in our way. We get in our own way. We get in our own way. But the message is there, and it's undeniable, and it's quite simple, and it's right there. We get in our own way. We start to doubt. We start to worry, we start to think, what if, what if, what if? What if they don't like me? What if it doesn't turn out? What if I'm making the wrong decision? yeah, the voice is annoying when you go into that aspect of it. You know, it's kind of naggy. It's whining. You're probably getting tired of hearing it. Ooh, has that triggered you? Has that somehow annoyed you? Has that somehow... Well, then that's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing. Because you see, you're unlocking aspects of yourself. You're discovering. And here's the thing is, you don't have any more excuses. Nope, you don't. As soon as you know the thing, which you probably do, you have no more excuses. You really don't. You have all the resources that you need because you will be given what it is that you need. The scary part is just not knowing what happens after you do the thing that you do. And here's the thing, no matter what happens after you do the thing, it's the right thing. It's the thing that's supposed to happen. It's the sequential thing that's supposed to happen next. It is the thing. Because as you take action, as you move forward, as you do the thing that you've been telling yourself to do, your intuition, your higher self, relief comes. Oh my God, relief comes. And you know what happens when you feel relieved? Holy shit, a whole floodgate of just peacefulness comes over you. Now, maybe not right away, maybe not right away. Maybe you have a little freak out. Eventually though, if not right away, you will feel so relieved because the thought of it has been burdening you so much to the point where you've probably been aching. Maybe your body's aching. Maybe your back's sore. Maybe your neck is sore. Maybe you've broken out in pimples. Maybe your face is swollen. Maybe you're taking action. Maybe you're drinking more. Maybe you're sabotaging yourself more. See, you'll do anything and everything, and your body will tell you, your body's communicating with you, because your body's impacted by your thoughts and your energy and your consciousness. So your body is the mirror for what is happening. Now, there's no judgment here. We're not judging. We're not putting anyone down. That's not the thing. It's just one way of communicating with you, right? It's one way of recognizing what you need to do. So when you're in stress, when your body's aching, when your body's hurt, that is a sign for you to start listening more. Start listening more, start making changes. Turn and face the strange. You know, you got to make changes, right? You got to make changes. Changes are coming, and change is good. Change is good. Because what happens is when you remain stagnant, you're not growing, and you're meant to be here to grow, to experience, to walk the path that you feel is guided to you, for you. It is the path that lights you up. It is the path that gives you inspiration. It is the path that gives you passion. It is the path that feels loving and kind. Now, this is not to say that hard things won't happen, because they will, because that's also part of the experience. But those are here to help you grow as well. They give you insight. They maybe redirect your path. Oh, something happens. Oh, and now I feel more aligned with my path. Oh, I never knew that, right? So something perceivably, quote unquote, bad happens, or tragic, or dramatic, or scary, or terrifying, or whatever the dense emotion is. And now you have a choice, right? So do you carry that with you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, to the point where you're stalling yourself? You're no longer growing. You're holding against yourself. You're feeling shameful. You're feeling guilt. Or do you choose to say to yourself, hey, this happened. This was tragic. This was terrible. This was sad and saddening. This was an event that impacted me greatly. And now, and now I see it, and it will stay with me in a way that's because you care, right? You care, it impacted you, but now you have a choice of allowing that moment to help you grow, to help you expand, to help you see differently, to help you become a new person, right? To help you be this new element of yourself. And so all along the way, you still hear those messages, right? And so you get the message. It's simple. Hit record. It's simple. It's a simple action, right? Not so simple psychologically. And then you do the thing. Oh my God, you do the thing. You hit record, you do the thing. And now the energy has shifted. Oh, the energy went from pent up to loose and flowing and free. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, I feel free now. Holy shit, I waited that long and that wasn't even that bad. I can't believe I waited that long to do that. Really? Really, I waited that long to do that? You're telling yourself these things. Or you may be thinking, oh my God, did I make the right decision? That's the human aspect of you, right? You're having a human experience. You're a human being. Your soul is in a human body. You're listening to this with your human ears. Maybe you're reading this with your human eyes. You're taking it in. You're taking in the message. You're fueling yourself. You're giving yourself inspiration. You're motivating yourself. You're taking in these words energetically, right? This is fuel. This is energy. This is transformation. These words are transforming you into the next person. So now you have a choice. Do I just listen to this and not do anything? You have a choice to do that. You have a choice. And that's kind of a culprit, right? That's a culprit to kind of get stuck in, right? So, and as soon as I tell you this, you're not gonna have an excuse anymore. That's the thing with self-help, is you are motivated because achievement, succeeding, is part of the human experience. You want to feel productive. You want to feel like your life is meaningful. So you get inspired. But part of that problem is, it's not a problem, but part of what keeps people stuck is they get the inspiration and then that's it. That's it, right? They don't take the next step. They don't take the next action. They don't listen to what they're telling themselves, the higher self, your soul's calling. So the message here is to listen to the message you've been telling yourself. Now, you might be thinking, well, how do I know it's me compared to my higher self? How do I know? Well, one thing you can do that is paramount, essential, and you're probably not going to like it, but that's okay. You've got to quiet the mind. Now, I'm not saying turn it off, but you have got to set yourself up to where you will be able to determine the difference. Hence the question you just asked, right? How do I know the difference between, is it just my ego or is it my intuition? Is it my higher self? Is it God? Is it my angels? So essentially it's all one, right? Essentially it is all one. Yep. Ugh, that's not an answer you might have not wanted that answer. That's okay, because it all works out. So if you want more clarity, you've got to train the human body, the human self, to be still. Quiet the freaking noise. Quiet the distraction. You know, don't come down first thing in the morning and turn on the news. That's jumbling your mind. That's making you anxious. Don't immediately do the thing that makes you anxious. Instead, find a time in your day, in your week, in your moment to just connect with God consciousness, with the universe, with your higher self. This could be crocheting. This could be taking a walk in nature. This could be sitting and meditating. It is connecting and quieting. Connecting and quieting. So that's how you're going to find more clarity to determine whether it's the ego, quote unquote, or if it's your intuition, your higher self, God consciousness. So that's going to help you. That's the thing that's going to help you. So do it on repeat, though. I mean, one time might be enough for now. But the more that you do it, the more that you quiet the mind, the more that you connect, the more that you do the thing that brings you peace, okay? Do the thing that brings you ultimate peace. Usually, the ultimate peace that you're going to get is when you're by yourself. Oh my gosh, but I'm feeling so much resistance when I say this, right? Not for me, not for Tabitha personally, but I can hear some of you saying, oh my God, but I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I have a hard time being by myself. Oh my God, my brain gets in the way. I start getting nervous. I start thinking about all these things. And then I think about my husband and then I think about my kids. And then, oh my God, I'm not doing enough. And da, 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 da. So that's you confronting your human experience. Oh, here we go. That's your soul saying, oh my God, I'm in this body. Oh my God, I have emotions. Oh my God, I have feelings. Oh my God, this human flesh is making me feel all these things. What the hell am I gonna do? So if you're resisting being by yourself, you can have family around, maybe in the next room, you know. Maybe in the next town. They're nearby. It's not like you have to be on an island by yourself. They're nearby. They're okay. You're okay. Breathing. Breath, breath, breath work. Breathing. Just tapping into the breath, right? So inhale. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Immediately, you feel the difference. You feel the difference immediately. So there's no pressure. That's the thing here is that there's pressure, but there's no pressure, right? There comes a point where there's no pressure when you continue to follow the path. It gets easier because you start to say, oh my gosh, you start training yourself, recognizing like, okay, well, I've done that. I've gotten past that. This too shall pass, right? This too shall pass. So things get easier as you continue to follow those little messages, those quick, straightforward, clear as day messages. It's just a simple few word sentence that's been on repeat, and as soon as you do it, whether in the moment or a little afterwards, you're going to feel a shift in your reality. That's because there has been a shift in your reality. That's because you're following your soul's calling. That's because you're following your soul's purpose. When you do those little things, so what gets in the way is when the doubt creeps in, the what if, you know, the expectations from society, you know, all these doubtful things. So those might feel a little thrashing, right? They get in the way. They're like, you know, they come in kind of abrupt. You have to start recognizing, is this message on repeat? So the thing that's encouraging you to take the movement forward, that's the thing, do that thing. And when the other aspect of the mind comes in, oh my God, no, don't. That's okay, say thank you. Thanks for showing up. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you trying to protect me. That little girl in you is trying to protect you, it's okay. It's totally fine. That was a different aspect of your life, right? That was a different aspect of your life when you needed that, when you needed that protection. But now things are different. You can do the thing, one little thing at a time. So follow that little voice in your mind, right? That little thing that's encouraging you to do the thing. It's encouraging you to take the trip. It's encouraging you to take the class. It's encouraging you to reach out to that person. It's encouraging you to be kind to yourself. It's encouraging you to get out your journal and to start writing. It's encouraging you to put your book out into the world. It's encouraging you to connect with that person that you've been thinking about, right? It's encouraging you to start that garden. It's encouraging you to buy that home. It's encouraging you to start that relationship, to end that relationship, to end that phase of your life, to get that new job. And that's it for now. And that's it for now. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.